This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Last week, Graciela took a half a day off from work to visit her doctor because her cold and sore throat lasted longer than she thought was normal. I met her when she was looking for someone to complain to about the fact that her doctor wouldn't prescribe her antibiotics. She told me if her doctor didn't give her the medicines, she'd get them some other way. There is no question that antibiotics are overused, and no question that this is creating all sorts of problems for our society. The cause for antibiotic overuse is shared by patients who have wildly overblown expectations of what medicines can actually do, and physicians who fear that if they don't prescribe antibiotics, even when they know they won't help, their patient satisfaction scores and online ratings will drop. A study by the journal BMJ suggests that common sore throats and earaches last considerably longer than what the public believes. For example, most people, including Graciela, believe that sore throats should last about 2 days. In fact, they can last as long as 7 or 8 days. The next problem is expectations of antibiotics. A study just published by the CDC explores both consumer and provider attitudes toward antibiotic use. Over half the providers believe their patients expected to be treated with an antibiotic when the patients present with a viral illness. Well, it turns out that only a quarter of patients expected antibiotic treatment for a common cold or a sore throat. There were also differences in ethnicity and culture. Hispanics were more than twice as likely as non-Hispanics to believe that antibiotics were needed to help them get better from a common cold or sore throat. They were also far more likely to obtain antibiotics that were not prescribed. In other words, to get them from a neighborhood store, family, or friends. All of this suggests a need for culture change of providers and patients. For providers, patient satisfaction scores have become an incredibly important part of their annual evaluations and their promotions. However, in this case, the incentives, the patient satisfaction scores, are misaligned with actual practice. Do we want doctors to practice in ways that maximize satisfaction scores, or do we want them to practice good medicine, even if that means sometimes patients are disappointed because they don't get what they want? Of course, the best choice would be for Graciela to understand the evidence and trust her doctor to do what's in her best interest. It's important to teach health providers not only when and what to prescribe, but also how to discuss harms and benefits with patients. But we can't just focus on doctors and patients. We also need to reach those who use antibiotics that are not being prescribed by health professionals. Overprescribing of antibiotics is not a new problem. Its persistence is yet another reason why we need to rethink basic core elements of our healthcare system. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.